Christy Mueller has joined us, and Christy is the top performing women agent with New York Life, and that's throughout the whole country. She is based here in Renton, Washington. Prior to going to financial services, she spent 10 years as a CBS television reporter with West Coast stations. First of all, how did you transition from television into insurance?
I transitioned in extremely poorly. I'm like the poster child in my company for how to do it the wrong way. In today's market, I probably wouldn't still be around.
So it was like one of those things in the midst of you repeating to yourself, what was I thinking, sort of thing?
Well, you know, I needed to leave news. Kind of a long story, but I needed to leave, and there wasn't really much of an option for me.
How did you get in then into the financial end of things?
Well, I always knew that I'd probably be in sales, mainly because everybody always told me. You know, and I guess I just listened. I love meeting people. I love gathering people. I sort of adopt them these days. My clients, you know, and it's true. Not everybody wants to be adopted, but when you work with me, you get adopted.
And is that why you believe that you are now, do I read this correctly, that you were the top performing woman agent for New York Life in the country?
I am. We have 10,000 active agents. It's a fabulous company, and I am the number one woman. It's very cool.
Now, how did you do that?
I attended the Pacific Institute training, which talks about how highly successful people have a common way of thinking, and I started applying those concepts to what I was doing. And I think the other thing that happened is I was just shaking off this fog that I had, and I had developed a clientele, and I started looking at them and realizing how dear they were to me and how much they really appreciated what I was doing. And it just sort of all started spinning upward from there.
You mentioned goals are very important, and a lot of people talk about that and goal setting and so on. How is what you suggest different?
I don't know that it's so different. I think maybe what I do is do it. I have gotten to the point where I've set huge long-term goals for myself, but I also set annual goals in my company, and I quarterize my goals, and now I weeklyize my goals, and every single day there is a goal for that day.
What would you say to somebody who's going into their own small business? How do you think they should approach it? I know it's a very broad question I'm asking you, but if you can give and cut to the quick maybe about what people should do when they take this step, things that they should consider.
I found that my business took off when I came up with a product that I just loved. I mean, my buy-in to what I'm doing, my personal buy-in is so strong that I think people feel it. I really do. I mean, I just think that they know that in my heart, I know this is right for them, and they kind of go along for the ride. So I think whatever you're involved with, really having a belief that this is the thing that can jazz your world and help other people, whatever that is, even if it's making the best burger in the world, I would start picturing very strongly what it looked like, who would be involved, what would it feel like if I had it and it were going the way I wanted it to. And then I'd probably continue at my old job for a little while, and I'd start drawing in the people, the solutions, the money, whatever it took to start springboarding me.
We're talking to Christy Mueller, and we're talking about small businesses and what you can do if you're thinking about going into it. And Christy, you have a flyer that I've been actually working from and asking you these questions, and it says, flight plan, set the goal first. And in one of your bullet points, you have, know your one thing. What's that?
In the movie, Billy Crystal goes out on a cattle drive with his two best friends, and they're just a mess. They're trying to find themselves. They're going through a midlife crisis. And they meet up with the trail boss, Curly, who's played by Jack Palance. And Billy Crystal is just terrified of this guy, Curly. I think in part because Curly keeps taking out this big knife and sharpening it in front of Billy. And anyway, so Billy's kind of terrorized by this guy. And then, to his total dismay, they get sent out together alone on the range to rescue a cow. And as they're coming back and they've had this remarkable experience together, Curly just leans forward in his saddle and stops his horse and he says, I can't believe you city slickers. He said, you come out here every single year hoping to get the kinks out of your rope and you don't really realize what it's about. And Billy leans forward in his saddle and he's thinking, oh my gosh, Curly's going to tell me the secret of life. And he said, Curly, what is it? And Curly leans forward and he points to his finger and he says, it's one thing. And Billy says, what's the one thing? And Curly says, that's for you to figure out. And the point of knowing your one thing is that when the world kind of falls apart around you and things aren't going so well in business, if you know what really drives you, what you throw yourself in front of the bus for, then you can retreat to it and tap it. And it's just a well of power for you.
I saw the movie and I walked right through with you as you were recounting that story, and it has so much truth to it. How would someone get in touch with you if they would like to do that, either for business purposes or for other reasons?
Well, they call my office and try to get through Jan.
The gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper, the good executive secretary. Basically, what I do is work with people who are kind of in the pre-retirement phase of life and then moving into the distribution phase of life. Essentially, what I do is help people roll over money in a very smart way.
Well, thank you, Christy. That's Christy Mueller. And if you'd like to get in touch with Christy directly, you can do so by calling 425-226-6180. That's 425-226-6180. Or toll-free 1-877-777-4797. One more time, 1-877-777-4797. 97.